I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County is on the road to electrification. There's a high number of local electoral races in the Bay Area that are uncontested. San Francisco has its day in the Supreme Court, and new testimony is heard in the murder trial of tech mogul Bobby Lee. On Tuesday, Marin County's Board of Supervisors unanimously approved an electrification roadmap for the county's buildings. The Community Development Agency, which designed the plan, said 31% of the county's greenhouse gas emissions come from homes and commercial structures. The roadmap is advisory. It focuses on water heaters, room heaters, and air conditioners. It was created in response to a 2022 civil grand jury report urging the county to align with state zero-emission standards. California's broader goals include a 2015 executive order by then-Governor Jerry Brown to reduce greenhouse gases by 2030 to reach a level that is 40% below 1990 levels. Key elements of the roadmap include partnering with PG&E to improve grid infrastructure, streamlining permits, and creating a skilled workforce. State and local tax incentives and rebates are readily available. More can be learned at marincounty.gov/electrify. Many city council and mayoral races in the Bay Area will go uncontested this November, reflecting a broader trend of declining electoral competition. The city of Belvidere in Marin County, along with Roanoke Park and the city of Sonoma in Sonoma County, have no contested council races this year. A similar thing happened in 2022, when 62% of open nonpartisan positions in the Bay Area went uncontested. The wealth or size of a community is not a determining factor. The wealthy city of Saratoga canceled its November city council election, appointing incumbents to save costs. Political analysts warn that uncontested elections weaken democratic engagement. They entrench incumbent power and reduce opportunities for new ideas. They also make local governance less accountable and open to corruption. And the lack of competition is a missed opportunity to educate the public through debates and campaigns. The question of where and how San Francisco should measure its stormwater discharge was debated in the Supreme Court on Wednesday. The case has sparked a fear among environmental groups that this Supreme Court, which leans conservative, might use the case to loosen regulatory powers nationwide. That concern is shared by the state of California and the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, which passed a resolution last week urging the city attorney to drop the case. The dispute is over a revised permit for San Francisco's Oceanside wastewater facility. The city objected to language in a 2013 permit update, which it says is too vague. The city argued that the EPA should regulate only the pollutants coming from the discharge pipes, not the water quality around the pipe, which it said would impose costly compliance on the city. At the Supreme Court on Wednesday, conservative justices appeared to be sympathetic to San Francisco's argument. Justice Neil Gorsuch questioned the enforceability of the water quality standards, while the U.S. Department of Justice defended the EPA's need for both pipe and water quality measurements. A final decision is expected by June. The trial for the murder of tech executive Bobby Lee continued last week. On Wednesday, testimony was heard from a friend who hung out with the Cash App founder just hours before he was killed in San Francisco last year. Lee's friend, Borzaya Mehazabi, described a laid-back night of partying that ended in the murder. Lee's alleged killer, Nima Momeni, is accused of fatally stabbing him with a kitchen knife in the early morning hours of April 4, 2023. The defense claims that Lee was on a drug-fueled binge, leading to a confrontation in which Momeni allegedly acted in self-defense. But the prosecution is painting a picture of Momeni stabbing Lee in a fit of aggression after he felt his sister was disrespected. On Thursday, Momeni's sister testified that she had been abusing nitrous oxide and had a difficult time remembering the details of that night. The trial continues this week. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories and other Bay Area news, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.